You're listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Here's your host, Willie Desjardins.
My friends, welcome to a new podcast. Tonight, we're going to discuss about being able to triple your email list quickly, fast. I mean, in six steps, you can quickly triple your email list quickly. So tonight, we're going to discuss this system about how to do it, and we're going to do it in six different steps. So get ready to be involved with a nice podcast to help you to build your email list where you can grow your business. So let's get ready for the training. Okay, guys, let's just talk about leveraging your existing traffic. Now, this is not a system that is just going to catch you off guard. You can take the existing traffic that you're already doing and implement these steps, and you can triple your email list. For instance, let's just talk about blogging. Let's talk about just giveaways, things you can give away, free ebooks, things of that nature. You can use this system to implement and bring you massive leads. Now, I won't get into the discussion until we get towards the end, but what I want you to understand is when it comes to blogging, a lot of people think that blogging don't work. What I have learned when it comes to blogging, and you can use this to triple your email, it is about keyword research. What I do when it comes to blogging, my main source is I like to run my links through Pinterest. So what I do, I research the keywords through Pinterest. But one thing you want to do when it comes to blogging is you want to use a lot of related terms in your blog post, so you're fine by more than one just keyword. So you want to have several different related keywords where you can be found. That's where you get your traffic for. And then what you want to do in this triple your list deal, you want to have an opt-in page or a banner where they can click on to opt in, or even a pop-up to get this type of traffic. And the key thing, and I'm going to say this through all my points because there are 6 points that I want to bring out in this particular podcast. Guys, what you've got to do, and take it from my era, when you bring these people into your list or your leads, you have to help them. You would not imagine how many people don't know how to do the simple things to set up things for marketing their business online. So many people are looking for that set it and forget it mechanism. And when you have that, you will have to have some upfront capital in the beginning. So just do the traditional traffic that you've been doing. So if you come across this podcast, or you come across this podcast on YouTube as a video, if you are a blogger, you implement these same tactics in your blog. But what you're going to like about it, it will triple your email list if you coach the people that you're bringing into your list. So that's just the way it is. That's just the nature of the beast. You bring people in, you have to assist them. And sometimes you have to encourage them. Don't make the mistakes that I was making long time ago when I had this system. I brought in brought me in 2,600 leads really, really quick. And I didn't educate those people to do the same thing. And you will miss out on the viral effects of bringing other leads in. This thing can explode your business extremely fast if you explain to the features that you can use with it. And this will extremely blow your email box up. So the first point is, if you're an existing blogger or your existing traffic, use it. All you got to do is implement the tool, and I will reveal that tool to you at the end, towards the end of the video. Okay, Let's go to our next point. Okay, guys, our next method is using social media. Guys, you're on social media. Get these people to come in and see what you have to offer. And now, one thing when you're dealing with social media, you want to get an audience that is looking for ways of being able to get leads for their business. So you want to kind of offer them there. You want to give them information on how to be able to triple your email list or grow your email list. So everybody is looking forward for that. You know, at some point they thought email marketing was going to go anywhere. They thought it was just going to die out. No, email is going to be around, guys. I'm just telling you right now, it is going to be around. But what if you introduce them to a system that can triple it? Now, that's exciting. And I'm just trying to tell you, this particular lead capture page, what we're going to discover once we get through these 6 points, it's been around since 2005 and it's still going well now. The key to it is when you bring people into this lead system, you have to assist them. You have to encourage them. You have to show them the methods that you can actually broadcast this as. Just like what I'm talking about right now, we're talking about social media. And you have to know how to do it. You don't want to be so spammy like and just cramming it down people's throat. What you want to do is show them what they can benefit from it. So that's how you can market this nice triple your lead system through the social media platform. So that's what you want to do. This is the same thing. If you come across this link, you're already on social media. So why not implement these tactics? Okay, so let's get ready for the next point. Okay, our next point, let's talk about content upgrade. Now, this is a method that I use to upgrade my content on my blog. You know, I talked to you about using Pinterest. So I have a tool called Pin Inspector, and it actually do kind of a keyword research for you. Now, you can go in this particular tool, and if you want to, I'll make sure I have a link in the show notes. You can go in this particular tool and you can get the top keywords that are there. Okay. Once you get that top keyword, you can actually go to the actual pins if you would like to and look at which pin is getting the most traffic. Then you can trace that pin to that blog post. And what you want to do is you can create a similar blog post to that because you already have valid traffic that is going to it. What I'm saying, because you'll see the statistic through Pin Inspector. So what you want to do is they already get traffic. ChatGPT has a plugin, and I can't say the acronym right now. I think it's AIRMS or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, you can go in and paste that link in it, and it will create a unique article similar to that content that's already getting traffic. So what you're doing is you're not recreating the wheel. What all you're doing is you piggybacking on some traffic or some content that is already there, and then you make a post. But let me tell you something. When you talk about content upgrade, when you do that, you want to be consistent. You really, really want to be consistent. So when you're starting posting to your blog, then you come back and create a video short on that blog post and link it back to Pinterest, and then you can get some of that traffic. And then when you get some of that traffic, that's when you have a banner or a pop-up ad or something in the margin that talks about that triple your email list system. And then you can gather opt-ins like this. So, but let me make sure we're clear on this. In everything that you do when it comes to doing thing online, there are two words you need to write down. If you're in your car listening to this, you need to write down these two words, or you need to implement this in your mind: being consistent and being persistent. If you're not implementing those two words in your business opportunity, you'll fail. That's the two things that is going to hurt you in this business: persistent and consistent. And then as you do that, you will have hiccups along the way, but you can come back and find out what your hiccups doing through analytics. Analytics will tell you what you're doing wrong, and then it will give you other keywords within this content that you're posting that, hey, your audience want more of this. So when your audience want more of that content, that's when your triple your email list system start gathering more and more leads. So guys, the content really, really comes, but you have to go out there and find it. So, and I'll have the Pen Inspector link in the show notes. So guys, let's go to the next point. Okay, our next point is the referral program. Guys, the triple your email list system is basically a referral system that is built in. I'm talking about if you do this system correctly and you tell your people who comes into this program to do it exactly the way you're going to do it, the referrals will come in. This is probably the easiest referral system that is out there. This is why I say it's called the triple your list, well, email list system, simply because it is designed to really, really triple your email list through the referral system. Also, guys, I do have a funnel that will help you with this. And I'm just telling you, all of this will come in the show notes, and I'll have this towards the end of this actual podcast. So I'm just trying to tell you, you want to have a system like this, and it can be used for any business. You can take your business and turn it into anything you want it to be. The point of having this triple your email system is so you can gather leads extremely fast. So this is really a referral system. Check it out. Let's go to the next point. Our next little system is collaborating with others. Now, in this method, you kind of have to be, I want to say you have to be careful with this, because sometime when you go into Facebook groups or you are part of other communities and things of that nature, you have to be careful with that. But what you can do is always ask the question, are you getting email leads like the way you want to? Just kind of talk to them about it and just explain to them, I have a system where you could triple your email list, absolutely free to join if you want to. So, and like I said, don't try to pitch that you're going to sell them on, because it's actually a free system. See, what I do with this system is I just help them be able to get leads. And within that funnel, there are opportunities for them, but it's on them. No pressure. It's just a system they can use and to be able to bring lead. But you want to kind of collaborate with others. And one thing I have learned, man, don't try to sell them on none. Let them see what you have. And if what you have, especially in this funnel that I have, there's other opportunities to help you even make that list even greater. So those the type of opportunities that I have within this funnel. So you want to collaborate with other people, and then you always want to ask that question, guys, are you getting the leads that you need? And you know, there are other methods of being able to bring leads in. There are cheap methods that are out there where you can bring in leads, guys. I'm just trying to tell you. And it's within this funnel that I have. So I'm just telling you, you want to collaborate with people, but you want to collaborate with people that is kind of in your field that are looking for those leads. So let's go to our next point. I think this coming up is our final point. Okay. All right. Our final point is talking about engaging in other online communities. Now, what I've done is I have a Facebook group, and I'm not active the way I supposed to be in that group, because when you have Facebook and people are on Facebook, it's easily for a pop-up, a messenger, or whatever to come in and it can interrupt you, you know. So what you want to do is, this system that I have is Lead Skimmer. I've been doing Lead Skimmer for a long time, and I've marketed a lot of lead capture page. And you talking about a system that's been around since, I said 2005, it might be 2002. But anyway, it always brings leads in. So what I did is I created a funnel to go with it. So within this funnel, it's a System.io account, and I'll have everything in the show notes where you can come in and join. Now, what I like about it is the System.io account, you can have 2,000 leads to come into that system. So when your Lead Skimmer leads come in there, you can take them and place them in the System.io account. And, you know, in the System.io font, I mean, in the Lead Skimmer funnel, it'll show you all that. So what I want to do, and I hadn't done it yet, but I want to make sure I have this podcast. You can have a course on how to be successful with Lead Skimmer. You get to use one free course to your members. And see, this right here will keep them from messing with the Facebook when something pops up or whatever, where you can actually train them. And let me tell you something, guys. If you got an opportunity or some that you might want these people to eventually upgrade with, you have to give them some very valuable information. No fluff stuff. That's the thing that hurts. You have to give people information that they will benefit from, that they can be successful from. Fluff, all it does is hurts your audience. So you want to be able to implement good techniques to help your members out, whether they do business with you or not. What that does is, if you are providing value, it helps brand yourself. So I'm just trying to tell you, the Lead Skimmer business is a really, really good business. And you can really, really be successful. But there are two words that I told you that you have to do when it comes to this. You have to be consistent and you have to be persistent. So I'm just trying to tell you, and I know I have carried this podcast too long. I try to keep it 10 minutes. Even before I started this next section, it was already 13 minutes. But I want to get this podcast out, because this Lead Skimmer funnel is a really, really good funnel. And I believe if you took it and you just ran with it, you can really, really bring some leads into your system. And whatever your business is, you can get your people to implement it as well. So we're going to go ahead and cut this podcast because it's getting late. But like I said, I will have the lead capture. I'll have the funnel in the show notes so you guys can get access to it. And I'll make sure I'll have the link below on the YouTube channel where this podcast will be aired. So guys, I hope this training can help you. But man, I'm telling you, I did 2,600 people with this system. You can do the same thing. So guys, I'll see you on the next time I do a podcast. Take care. Be blessed, my friend.
You've been listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel. I hope to have you here for the next episode.